dismal. That's how North Dakota Aeronautics Commission Executive Director Kyle Warner describes the state of air travel in North Dakota and around the country because of COVID-19.
We saw a 43% decline in the amount of passengers for the month of March in comparison to last March, 46,000 passenger drop. We expect that to further drop moving forward now into April. And in the near term, we're estimating, you know, our airports and the airports around the country, they're at about 5% to 10% of the normal passenger loads.
Warner says prior to March, North Dakota's airports were doing very well.
February was the best February on record in North Dakota. So we were actually anticipating 2020 to probably be a record-breaking year for passenger numbers, which obviously is not the case anymore. And so we're hopeful that we can work hard to get our airports back to where they were before this virus hit.
But Warner says that will take some time to ramp up once things return to more normal.
You know, it's not going to be a light switch where you know, all of a sudden people start traveling again to where they were prior to this virus hitting.
Warner says the airlines are doing a good job of working with passengers who had to cancel flights, even if they did not purchase travel insurance. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.